took two or three, four cocktails, you know, just happy as he could be. Thoroughly enjoyed himself. Then he said, well, you better take the old man home now. So I took him back to his house. His wife died.
Now let that orange blossom.
Son was in the Navy. His daughter had a little girl. His daughter died. Mr. Allen was by himself, but he had a cook. Every once in a while, he'd have some people over to dinner. Come on, invite them over to dinner at night in his house. And when he was about 86, he went to see his daughter-in-law's parents up in the state of Maine. And he took his first airplane ride all the way to the state of Maine. He got back, I said, Uncle Billy, how'd you like that flight? Oh, says, yes, that's wonderful. I'll never travel any other way. And he didn't. Died about 95. And he 3 weeks before he died, he'd flown out to California to see his granddaughter and great-grandchildren. And an old girlfriend had rented an apartment in the same apartment house. I think if he hadn't died, he was going to marry that old gal, too. But he was a character. This Jesse Jones, I was talking about Jesse Jones, they called him the young upstart down in Houston, some of the old families that had been there a long time.
Jesse Jones.
Oh, yeah. The old family said, we're going to show that young upstart that he can't cut a big swath down here in Houston. We're going to break him. Jesse heard about it. Went quietly on his business, ran on his own business, and the reverse happened. Most of them went broke. I don't know if he had anything to do with it, except if he wouldn't, if they were needed help and wanted it, he wouldn't give it to them. And somebody asked him one time when he was chairman of the RFC, and Mr. who writes your speeches for you? He said, I write them for myself. Those fellows just correct the spelling and the English and punctuation. They just polish it up, said, I write them all myself. They had him on the Fat Stock Show board down there. I've been trying to get him for, I don't know, several months to come to a building committee. They wanted to build another building. Finally, they were able, he could go. He said, I can't stay for a few minutes, can't even sit down. Walked in, he said, what is the problem, gentlemen? They said, Mr. Jones, we want your advice on whether we should build this new building or not. He said, I got two questions to ask. I said, what's that, Mr. Jones? And do you need it? Yes, we do, very badly. Said, you got the money to pay for it? I said, yeah. He said, we'll build it. Turned around, walked out. He always came to just one of those quick decisions. And of course, I know a lot of people here that he was associated with the business.